my beautiful heroes, how are we today? It is a new game day, so I'm excited more than my words can actually say. This concept, this idea, even before I knew that I got the job as the new host, was an idea that I had been brewing for quite a while throughout the audition process. I've said it before, but I will tell you again, folks, the finalists for this spot are all such fantastic people. The ones that I did not already know before this experience are so dear to me now. And we all got along so tremendously the whole time. It was the least toxic group of people to be in competition with of all time. So I knew that I wanted us to all do something together. And had I not gotten the gig, I probably would have pitched this idea to whoever did. But the idea was to bring us all back together to fight it out, PvP style. And James actually suggested this game that we played, Dawn, the RPG by Joel Happyhill. And this game is somehow both very simple to play and deceptively crunchy. And that's not negative at all. There are just a lot of moving pieces to this game, which in the end does wind up giving the players a great number of options. But I do think that you need like a lengthy session zero to build these characters because there's just a lot to set up for them. And I think like a little practice round would definitely be helpful to make sure everybody knows all the things that they can do, because this game does give you a lot. I think that my favorite bit, though, has to be the GM's option to build a clock in the game. I think it's a very narratively interesting way to add some complexity to a combat. And as you will shortly be able to tell by the cackles of laughter incoming, we had a great time throughout this entire game. So please, let's meet our party and get on with it.
Mark.
Delicious.
I couldn't even engage in banter because I was just like, I was so dedicated. Like, I could not be the one who got that wrong.
I know. Oh my God. Wow. But we did it, and we did it together. And I'm really proud of us all. Hey, gang.
Hey.
It's so funny running into you here.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me here on One Shot today. For the listeners, I would like to introduce the most amazing party I could ever have asked for. And I could go on about this particular group of people, and I will a little bit before I let them introduce themselves. So everybody that I've brought into the studio today has been also along the road with me of this audition process to take over host of One Shot. And I have to say, before things get violent, which they will, spoilers, before that happens, I do want to say that this group of people have been the most, like, incredibly talented, unbelievably supportive, and non-toxic group of people to compete with for something I've ever experienced in my life. I would die for any of them, and less dramatically, I would work with any of them on anything that they wanted to do ever in the future.
So, in that order.
in that order, of course, obviously. So I want to let them take the microphone and introduce themselves. I'm going to start with Jay, my beloved, and I'm going to go around in a circle based on what I'm looking at. But Jay, you start.
Hey, I'm Jay. You might recognize me from my time on One Shot, in which I ran some Blades in the Dark. And you also might recognize me from my actual play, Planet Arcana. I use they, them pronouns. I like anime, but I'm always afraid to say it because I'm very deeply nervous to be quizzed because I don't think I have that great of knowledge. Maybe I said that too early. You probably don't know why I'm saying that, but that's me. How's it going? I'm also a natural.
You're a natural. You could, as discussed, you could never say or do anything wrong ever in your entire life.
Thank God.
Bees, would you go next, my love?
I was chewing. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good. What is up, everyone? Big Bees here. I am your happy, helpful harbinger of hype. I am definitely here to be supportive, and I haven't secretly been poisoning Dylan's coffee with vitamin C and vitamin D and all the other natural antioxidants one needs to live. I swear it's going to work one day, but it just hasn't yet.
Man, can you try and assassinate me? I need those vitamins.
Yeah, really. Where do I sign up?
I feel really good lately. I think someone has it out for me.
One of these days. Yeah, all a part of my plan.
Oh my God.
I got these two tickets to a spa and some really nice shoes. I think someone's trying to kill me.
Get them.
Get them. But yes, I love anime, and I will tell people, and if anyone quizzes me, I will laugh maniacally in their face and purposefully get half of it wrong so nobody knows what I do and don't know. So that is my mind game.
Amazing. Absolutely. Renee, would you go next?
Hi, I'm Renee Rhodes. Use she, her pronouns. I'm a little sick today. Sorry. The solution I have come up with for that in game, so my voice will not be super unpleasant to listeners, is to create a very unpleasant character. So have fun. I'm thrilled to be here. You may know me from my Animon story audition for One Shot. I've been counting down to this recording session. So being sick, I couldn't let it keep me away. What else are we saying? I love anime.
Good.
I watch a lot of it. I feel like almost exclusively at this point in my life. We've been working on One Piece for the last 3 years. And I actually have wanted to play a death game anime, like RPG, for a while. So this is super ideal.
Oh, delicious. And Noir, my beloved.
Hello, I am Noir. I don't really care for anime. I used to, like, back in high school, but then I think I got past it. Now my trauma manifests as a disdain for all the things that I used to like. You can find me all over the internet as DNoR Nick, but that's Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. You can't see how hard I'm being stared down by me.
judgment.
All the other socials, there are too many of them anyway. But yeah, that's where you can find me. Also, I host Gen Con's Table Takes and a show I do with my partner called Morning Ritual. But that's hell me yeah. In a nutshell.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I do have one more question for all of you. It's a little icebreaker to get us ready for this game in particular. Icebreaker.
Can I get a redo? I didn't say anything important on mine. I just threatened.
The icebreaker question I have for you is I want you to describe your freeze frame moment. If you were an anime character, as the credits are rolling, what are you frozen in the middle of? What are you doing as the music and the credits roll?
No.
I don't know why.
I'm a paper bag of groceries.
Wait, say that again, Jay.
I'm dropping a paper bag of groceries. It's not graceful.
I've got my answer for this one. All right.
Okay.
I am chasing a school bus, but it's too far ahead, and then it just does that zoom in on my eyes, and my powers start to kick in, so I can catch the bus. Boom.
Excellent. No, that's really good. That's really good.
Like, I had that answer. I don't know why.
You had it. No, I know you had it.
Oh, I got mine. I was just letting Renee get a turn.
I was thinking. So if you want to go for it.
Oh, yeah. Mine would be right after, like, a battle ends and everybody's, like, holding their arms and, like, struggling. And then, like, the camera looks, pans to everyone, sees the entire party but me. And then it, like, looks left and right and then zooms in, like, I'd say probably half a mile down the road. And inside of a tavern, I just got a bowl in my hands as I'm beat up to hell as well. But I'm just eating yeah, a lot. And it just freezes. Freeze frames with me looking, like, at the camera. Just, huh?
Great.
I'm thinking like lo-fi ending theme to some rom-com anime where I am an ace character and dealing with the shenanigans of many, many other people. And so it's just me like at the end of my day with a bunch of unread chats on my computer, my two cats either side of me, and just like petting them with both hands instead of typing back to anyone on my laptop.
Oh. Excellent. I do love
Wait,
that.
Can I expand on mine? Everyone's was cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, welcome to my intro debacle. All right.
No, but these, you said something very important. You reminded everyone to take their vitamins.
Yeah.
You did.
Well, I guess, but like nobody knows where to find me now. They're just like vitamin B's, and I'm sure that brings up something horrible. I'm
B's,
not putting that in my search.
They'll find you when they find the vitamins.
God. There you go. Exactly. When you find vitamins, you know you'll find me. I was the vitamins you met along the way.
Please, where do we actually find you? For God's sake, drop a social media before.
You can find me on Twitch at big_bees, B-E-A-Z, and pretty much anywhere else at biggest_bees, B-E-A-Z.
Oh, delicious. Okay.
And where all the vitamins are sold.
So
Jay,
I've got this bag of groceries,
upon.
Right?
Yeah, famously you do.
And I'm just, the apocalypse is happening. We still got to get our groceries, and I'm trying to provide for myself. And I'm walking home, and I slip, and the freeze frame happens, and it's like the colored background with like the diagonal lines, and the freeze frame is me like mid slip, and there's like bananas and a loaf of bread flying out of the. Did that? I don't think it helped. You know what? Forget it.
I think it helped a lot. Well, I think it helped a
I'm
lot.
I'm envisioning the loaf of bread now. So, like, this is really filled out.
Yeah.
That's the main character image. For sure.
I mean, the thing that got me is most of the stuff that you explained in that, I imagined when you just said I was dropping a bag of groceries. So, without trying, you still painted a beautiful word picture. So,
that's generous. Exactly. Thank you.
I will say mine is that it's a refrigerator door, and it closes to like me with like a handful of cheese and like cheese like built like in my mouth where they're like my cheeks are full and puffed out like I've been caught having cheese, and that's the freeze frame is just me with a bunch of cheese
trap mode
of cheese. Yes. Yes, exactly.
You gotta typecast yourself, Dylan.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm working real hard on it.
Trying to get that sweet, sweet cheese sponsorship.
I am. Do you know I applied for a cheese sponsorship earlier this year?
Kraft, get on it!
It was those little triangles of cheese. They were looking for an influencer, and I didn't get it.
You know how many pictures I sent with my mouth full of cheese?
Oh my God.
My cat would love if you would share a little bit of your cheese with her.
I would. I would, of course, I would share my cheese with a cat in a second. The feud between cats and rats must come to an end. And today. It's going to come to an end on my watch. That's it. We're done with that. So I've gathered you all here today to play a game of Dawn, the RPG, an anime battle RPG. So we are going to be fighting each other, obviously. One of the main parts of this game in the early parts of the game is that you either pick a setting or create a setting.
Mm.
And I don't want to just pick a setting. That's not really what I'm here to do. I do want to create a setting, and I would like your help, because as you may have heard me say earlier, I did invite you here to the studio. And when I mean the studio, I mean the One Shot Studio, which is a real physical place that we are in here together today. And I need this place to become more magical and more nebulous than it is currently in my mind. So I imagine that I am bringing you here into the One Shot Studio, which famously does have a Coliseum.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
In the center.
Yeah, right.
For the fights. That was here when I moved in. You're gonna have to ask James about that one. I didn't do that.
Yeah, hey James.
Hey, we don't kink shame where I come from.
Yeah. But now that it's mine, I really want to spruce it up. And part of this game necessitates that there is some kind of magic in this setting. So we're in the studio, we're in the obviously the Coliseum that exists within the studio, but what kind of magic can we put into this place that exists? For instance, some of the other predetermined settings have like fairy kind of magic. There's star shards in one of them that can fall to the ground. These are things that we're going to be able to like interact with as we are fighting.
I would like to propose audio magic since we are in the One Shot Studio. Like, I'm thinking music, sound waves, big stereo surround sound magic.
Yeah, surround sound magic. Yeah, of course. I think what could be fun is if, like, if there are, like, audio files that, like, are just sort of strewn about this place, and if you find one and you use it, like, you can, like, play the music and power yourself up. Mm. Yeah?
Cool. Could it be music or and or sound effects?
And or sound effects, oh, yes. Absolutely, Jay. Yes. I would just like to preemptively apologize to Tracy what I've just set up.
I love you to death. I would die for you in a heartbeat, but I regret nothing that will happen from my end right
there
now.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you so much, and I'm sorry.
I regret exactly 3% of what's about to happen. No more, no less.
No less.
Exactly 3%.
I think also just sound in general is visual here. Like,
ooh, I love that.
The waves.
Yes.
Yeah.
We could actually see the physical sound waves.
Yeah.
I love that. That's an incredible idea.
So in a weird way, would silence be akin to darkness then?
Oh.
Ooh.
What you think?
Did I just go deep?
How can you say something so haunting to me?
Did I forget to mention I'm playing a Shadow Archer? That's right, baby.
Oh my god, that's right.
That's so cool.
Incredible.
That's really so cool. You just said the deepest cut I've ever heard. And what I would like for you to do, actually, could we meet these characters, perhaps? Could we hear about who they are and what their primary archetype is, maybe? Because there's a lot to these characters, but let's just go with the simple stuff.
Okay. I'll go first.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
I'm playing a character who goes by the name of Ken Matthews. However, his character's name for the Coliseum is Angle of Death. It's supposed to be Angel of Death, but he made this when he was 12 and he can't figure out how to get Yahoo to rename his character. So he's currently a doctor, but he does archery on the side, and he found out one day while doing archery that he has a proclivity for making horrendous things happen to whatever he's shooting his arrows at. So he just keeps it as a hobby, but he functions as a doctor. For the most part, because that's what I wrote on his character description. Carefree doctor with a heart of gold, and I had already named him Angle of Death. So there you go.
Oh, fantastic. Would anybody else like to introduce a character concept to me?
Yeah, absolutely. I am playing a Lil Gremlin of a character named Jelly.
Oh, Jelly.
Jelly is a disruptor.
Amazing.
And uses primarily Cryomancer and Wave Rider techniques, which I'm now very excited about because I didn't think about that in context with the audio waves until this very moment. And now delicious. I'm even more excited.
Amazing.
Noir, what was your character's name again? Sorry.
You just call him Angle.
Angle
or 34, but that'll upset him.
Oh, same angle. Same.
Nobody ever said this would be forever.
You want to go, Peace?
What? Who?
Do you?
I finally found the history roll table that Noir has been going on about. So I'm rolling my personality at this moment. So no, go ahead. I'm totally ready.
Perfect. If you want to take some time, I can jump in.
Go ahead.
Jay, why don't you go?
Yeah, I am. So the history that I rolled up for my character is charismatic student who's out of their league, and their theme of all their powers is time and gravity. So I originally had picked a name that I think reflected time, but with the sound element of our world building, I wanted to go with he's plucking the strings of the oscillating sound, and that's what's influencing gravity. So I'm going with the name Vibrato. He and him pronouns. And I said this before off mic, and it seemed to go over well that I put a lot of points into body, so I am playing a little body boy today. And
it's just as good as before.
I will give my life for this little body boy.
Most of his talents and skills and abilities, I feel like he's come by accident. And I think they always surprise him when they happen. So that's sort of where I'm coming from with my little guy.
Delicious. Gosh, what a little boy.
Little body boy.
Yeah, I should have gone first because now I got to follow little body boy. I regret all of my decisions up until this point.
I'm trying not to say it. I'm sorry.
Oh no, it's fine. So mine isn't as good as Little Body Boy. I'm not even mad at the following. Please hold on, Jay. Please have just some little dude, a hype man that follows you every time, and just every time you say something ends with little body boy.
Little body boy.
Yeah, so mote it be.
So my character is not little body boy. Oh wow, you left me hanging. That's cool.
I was so fighting it, so little body boy.
That's cold. No, it's too late now. The moment's passed.
Oh, little body boy.
Mine is he is a wise gunslinger born to ruin. And his name is Kelvin Fervor.
Ooh, Kelvin. I love that. Kelvin's a good name.
And I guess, do I say my little class thing?
Yeah, or your archetype. Yeah.
Yes, archetype. Archetype is Ruiner, which, wow, I just realized that's pretty cool. Born to Ruin. Ha! I rolled that randomly.
Ooh.
Yes, so that is it. And it is the Pyromancer, essentially, the Pyromancer class. So I'm thinking of all sorts of awesome things I can do with that. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, all of those characters that you just described to me have been invited and escorted cordially to the One Shot Network studio the invitation was beautiful. It was elegant. You have been invited here cordially to have a what seems to be a sit-down dinner. When you arrive via escort, the one-shot network butler, who I'm going to call Joffrey, who is real and very dear to me, actually, a very dear friend, Joffrey. But Joffrey kind of opens up the door to the studio and invites you in. Welcome, esteemed guests. Please have a seat here in this waiting area. We have picked you up quite a bit early, unfortunately. But if you notice the clock right there, in about 1 hour, we will be ready to seat you for dinner. So please get comfortable. Have anything that you would like to eat or drink as you wait, but please do not fill up because, of course, we have something grand planned for you.
What's for dinner?
It is something like you've never seen.
So we could order from anywhere, like right now, and that's okay with you guys?
I would say please no delivery, but we do have snacks and drinks in a mini bar.
Oh, okay, well, that's not to say here. Anything, but okay. Fine.
They lead you into a room which has like several different couches and chairs. There are like, there's like a big, bright, cozy yellow, like cushioned sofa. There is a more like traditional black leather couch. There's like high stool chairs and a bunch of different places for you to sit. There's also, like described, there is like a wine rack and a mini bar and like just baskets of little trinkets and snacks. One Shot is a very fancy studio. And there's a lot here for you to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. I love it. There is a elaborate fish tank filled with beautiful multicolored fish and other little critters of the sea that are kind of crawling around in there. I was like, I forget what else goes in water.
I was gonna be like, name one.
You're a fan of water, name. Name all their sons right now.
All their sons.
Yeah, name all. There is another door opposite you, and above it is a clock. The clock at this point says 6 o'clock and has just started to move around, you know, to go to 7 o'clock, but it is still just after 6. And Joffrey closes the door behind you and it locks. In this room, where would you like to sit down? Is there a particular kind of chair that you're drawn to?
I'd like to scope out the bathroom, if that's at all possible.
You can and shall scope out the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bathroom is, it's like a big public restroom with like a big vanity that stretches out like 3 or 4 sinks and has a basket of hand soaps and like aftershave and niceties in it.
Dilly, let's play how fancy is this bathroom. What is there? Okay. Is there a gentleman who's going to offer me mints?
It's actually, it's not a gentleman. Their name is Chaz, and they are a giant toad.
All right, in terms of fanciness skills, we're getting up there.
It's rude if you don't accept it, but Chaz does offer you mints by just passing them to you with his tongue. With his frog tongue.
You know, when in Rome, I'm going to take it with my tongue. Like, I just don't want to be respectful.
Yeah, good. Chaz cannot speak to you, but you can tell that he appreciates it.
I get you, Doug. I'm just going to open one of the stalls. Bidets?
Yeah, of course.
All right, yeah, this place is classy.
Oh, yeah.
This place is classy. Yeah. I could die here.
I'll be the best at One Shot Network Studio.
That's all for angle.
Of course.
We don't see angle for the rest of the game. Lives in the bathroom now.
Yep.
Listen, but things will change your life. That's all I'm saying.
I get it. I'm not blaming or judging. It explains a lot.
Oh, a sexy little mid-roll. What's up, heroes? How are we feeling? Are we having a good little jaunt through the halls of the One Shot Network studio? Let me see what cheeky little updates I have for you today. I don't know if you remember this guy, James D'Amato, but he's got a lot going on that I want you to be excited about. First, I've said it in the last series, but it is upon us. Emerald City Comic Con is here. So if you're going, please don't miss all of the panels that James, John, and Jeff are on. On Friday, that's March 1st, we've got the Netflix and Kill RPG Game Show at 1:45 at the Pine Stage. Then, like right after that, Netflix and Kill panel book signing at the University Bookstore. And then on Saturday, the 2nd at 2 p.m., they've got the Ultimate RPG Dungeon Meisters show. And I watched them playtest this panel concept last night. It's a hoot and a half. So please go to that. That's going to be at the Tavern Stage at 2 p.m. And then finally at 3:15 that Saturday, the Ultimate RPG Dungeon Meisters show panel book signing at the University Bookstore. I am so jealous that I won't be there. So please tell them I said hi and, you know, just I will live vicariously through you. That's all. And if you haven't ordered yourself a campfire deck from James yet, I have to tell you, I played with these cards at Big Bad Con with some of my Atomless crew and some other friends, and we had the absolute best time. These are a little bit different as an approach to character building than James's other book series, but these prompts are meant to be answered in-game, like in-character during those little downtime moments, and I love anything that gives me more of an excuse to do juicy roleplay with my friends, so yeah, check these out. All right, let's hear a quick message from our sponsors and then get back to the gauntlet.
Somebody finally gets me.
Jelly does immediately go to the snack cart, if that is part of the offering, and stacks her little plate just about as high as it can go. I'm thinking like little pigs in a blanket, maybe like a bed of like chips and crackers kind of thing, and then just like stacks everything on it. So it's very precarious. Top. Everything kind of like wavers a little bit. A couple of sauces to like dip stuff in. Olives. I don't even really eat olives, but they're there and on Jelly's plate. I guess other fruits and veg probably. Anyway, just anything that is available goes on this plate.
Amazing.
And then takes it. And Jelly is very small. Not young, just small. And so goes to perch on, like, the highest place in the room. If it's, like, a stool or, like,
yes.
The back of the couch kind of thing. Feet up on the cushions. Yeah,
oh, amazing.
I think we're going to do that. Back of couch, feet up on the cushions, did not take her shoes off.
Oh, delicious. So rude. I love it. Absolutely.
I think vibrato follows Jelly to the snack table and makes a plate exactly like the one that Jelly is making. Pretty careful because it just seems to him like there's a right way to do this and a wrong way. And I don't want to even attempt to make the decision or the call of what the right way is. So I'm assuming that all of y'all know what you're doing. I do not. I take the exact same snacks that you do. And then when Jelly walks away, I think that vibrato leans back on the table to try to like look cool, but the table skids and there's like a really loud like sound and they're like, whoa, okay. And then they go and try to stand against a wall to look cool instead with like the one leg against it. And it's up to interpretation whether it's successfully cool or not.
I would say to make matters worse, especially if Jelly notices this, she perches her plate on her knees and starts like playing with her food and making them have little voices. So she'll pick up like one of the little sausages and be like, no, please, no, no, ah, and then put it in her mouth and chew it. And then just kind of like look over at vibrato.
Vibrato picks up a carrot and looks at it with abject horror. Like, is this thing alive? Puts it back on his plate, puts the plate down on the ground and just looks elsewhere. No, no, no.
Such normal characters, guys. Wow.
You said anime death game, so I made an anime death game character.
So, wow. Wow. So the moment we're in, like, the moment the door closes and locks, Kelvin's going to walk to the door and try and open it. And upon seeing that it is now locked, is not happy at all, and watches as one of these people that he was brought here with goes into the bathroom. And it's just going to kind of look around, looking for all possible exits, looking for anything out of the ordinary, just staring around, real paranoid, kind of like walks to multiple corners, trying to see which one he feels the most comfortable in for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And as he does so, the moment he hears that, and then, oh, huh, he reaches, you see his hand fly right to his hip, and he turns around, sees that it's nothing, and like goes back, and like puts his hand down and then slowly turns again and just stares at the person making the noise and like squints his eyes.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. And like just keeps walking, and then the little come here, help me, like looks over at them, shakes his head, and then just keeps walking to a corner and just posts him. I think what happens is he posts himself up in a corner, and then, I'm sorry, what's your character's name again, Jay?
Vibrato.
Oh, Vibrato. And Vibrato walks over, like, posts the leg up, and he just, like, looks over and then walks to another corner. Like, stay away from me. And then just stands there.
You mentioned wanting to kind of look around this room looking for exits and things like that. Mm-hmm. Do you have any sort of skill you would like to roll or anything that you would like to try to apply to that? Or you could also just use your mind as well if you don't.
I would say, no, mine's good for like hurting folks.
That's so, okay.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just use mind.
All right. Yeah, so roll as many D6s as you have in mind.
Okay.
In this game, fours are successes. Fours or greater are successes.
That is a 6 and a 4, 10.
Ooh.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so that is 2 successes, which is quite good. You notice 2 things right off the bat. You notice that since you've walked into this room, you've noticed the clock, you have scanned the room, you've come in, people have gotten snacks, they've gone to the bathroom, things have happened. The minute hand on this clock has yet to move. It is not moving. That is the first thing that you notice. The second thing that you notice is that there seems to be a painting on the wall next to the door that looks a little bit askew, like it's not quite fitting where it's supposed to be.
I think I'm taking note of these things, and I'm just going to, like, at first he was leaning back against the wall with his arms crossed, and then mm-hmm. he looks at the clock, sees that it still hasn't moved, looks at, like, keeps looking around and notices the picture, and he's going to get off the wall and take like a few steps forward and just kind of stand there. So he's still more so in the corner, but he does not trust being against any of these walls at this time.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Where did you end up standing? I missed that. Sorry.
I would say wherever you went, I was standing, and then I didn't want to go completely across from you, but probably mm-hmm. one of the corners next to you. So okay. I could still be a sufficient distance away from you, but still kind of like have my eye on everyone.
Smart.
I would say that I'm probably not on either of the corners that are next to the bathroom.
Okay.
Smart.
GM, I have a question.
What can I do for you, my love?
How does bods work?
Cool question.
Is it because I want to make a bond with this big toad person you gave me? Yes.
Do you know what?
Can we be friends?
Hold on. Yes.
Oh no, fuck, it's the toad, the villain, shit.
Well, too late, you said it.
God damn it.
Or you put this toad at risk.
Yeah, or you're gonna get the toad killed, either way.
No, why would you bring that energy into this Waffle House?
I think if you make a bond with this toad.
Yes.
This toad will give you
2 mitts.
You will always have. I will give you as a boon to being connected to this frog.
Yes,
I think it will give you a skill of 1 for fresh breath.
Yes,
and you will always have fresh breath. Which will make you make people want to kill you less.
Well, shit.
Wow. Well, I knew it. The real BBEG was Noir? Gingivitis.
You must protect this toad.
He's getting me ready for the toad streets.
I will say that we really care about Chaz here at the One Shot Network studio, and if anything happens to this toad, it is on you. But
yeah,
your breath is very fresh.
Yes, I named the skill "If I Made Breath Swag Rank 1."
Yeah.
And my toad friend is Chez, right? Chez.
Yeah.
Chez. We got to put some respect on it for tags because you give your bonds tags in this. I'm just gonna name him my little body boy.
Little body boy.
You're my little body boy with the Y. He's my little body boy with an I.
There you go.
Oh, no. Fine. Two little body boys.
You have to take out little body boy.
Which one? Which one?
Gun going back and forth between me and the two.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. As you, your kindness that you have extended towards Chez, who really... All that Chez wanted to do was pass out mints and make sure everybody had a nice bathroom experience here at One Shot. But I forgot to say this, but Chez is wearing a One Shot Network hat, the baseball cap that has the OSN logo on it.
You know what? I'm gonna let the merchants know he's why I'm buying one of those hats.
There you go.
Your kindness displayed to Chez has actually activated the magic that does allow him to speak to you. and he opens his big mouth to say, "Wow, thank you so much. I never thought anyone would enter this bathroom and show me such love and kindness. You will never have rancid breath, not a day on my watch."
Rancid breath killed my father, so I can't tell you what this means to me. You gotta.
The generational curse ends here. No more. You will have the freshest breath of anyone you've ever met.
And you will need to fear nothing. My arrows will strike down your enemies long before they disturb you. I swear this life debt to you, Chez.
Speaking of, you don't want to stay in this room too long. Have you found the clues yet?
I was distracted by the bidet. It's got four settings. And three of them are actually comfortable.
I know. I did that.
The washer setting is too much.
Protect Chez. I beg you.
Truly anyone that understands water pressure like this has a clean and pure soul. I will do whatever it is that you advise my liege.
Well, one of the clues is in this room. You must take it with you and it will move the clock forward. When the clock strikes 7, you will be let out of this room.
Okay. All right. Finding clues. I can do that. I'd like to use mine because I can't do that.
Go ahead and roll for it.
All right, so that's, I have one in mind, so that's 1d6, right?
Yep.
Oh boy. All right, you got this.
You got this.
I rolled a 6. I'd imagine that's not terrible.
Yeah. Chez was gonna help you also, but you just started looking around anyway, and no, Chez just
Chez,
like,
save your power. I've got this.
All right. You find that in the sink. One of these sinks, all of them, they turn on as you run your hand under them, except for one. And when you peer under that sink, there is no hosing. Instead, it is just a microphone wire attached to no microphone at all. It is just the wire alone.
This means that they were trying to listen to us, but skimped on the audio at the beginning. Which is hilarious from a background department, if you knew how terribly I did with a sound check. All right. Let's see. We could solve this. I think, Angle's a team player. He goes, everyone, I don't know if you've been looking for clues, but I found something interesting here where there should be holes. There's wires. Holes in H-O-S-E.
Do you take it out?
Yes.
As you take it out, everyone who is outside, as you are hearing the words coming from the bathroom, you notice that there is a big talk sound as the clock dramatically shifts to the 15-minute mark.
Mm. I didn't do that.
I think you did that.
I don't think I did that.
Oh. I think you did that.
I think it's reckless to just be pointing fingers here.
You did a thing, and then another thing happened. I feel like that's a pretty obvious connection.
Oh, yeah. It's like what they said about stepping on butterflies.
Don't do it.
Don't. It's rude.
I remember, just, that's how it goes. Yeah, exactly.
They're just flying around being pretty. What the fuck's your problem?
How did you know to walk straight to the bathroom to find a clue?
Yeah, have you been having a bad time? Did you eat something that didn't agree with you?
I've got a stomach thing, so I like to be prepared and know the terrain before the battle begins, as it were. But, no, I just, you know, I just had followed my instincts, and my instincts led me to a very comfortable bidet. The settings there are just really excellent. You got to give it a try when we have a moment. But also, I found this microphone wire. XLR, as I learned that when I was setting up my kid's PlayStation.
Wow, cool. There must be other equipment or information scattered around here. I'm going to turn around and put both my hands on the walls and just like feel it for clues.
Yeah. Can you roll me your body boy stats? Unless you have something else you want to use, I do think that is a body boy.
Little body boy.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well. Okay. Well, I got 3 freaking dice in body because I'm just a little body boy.
Little body boy.
Oh, I got a 5 and a 4 and a 1.
Okay. That's two successes. As you're kind of pushing on the wall, it's actually not until you get over around to this painting mentioned earlier that's kind of askew. And right next to it, you can feel like as your hand gets close to the painting, the wall starts to get soft. Like it might not have reinforcements behind it in the back there.
I punch through it.
You don't have to roll for this. You do, of course, punch through the wall, immediately realizing that all you needed to do was move the painting slightly over. You do punch.
Heck yes, I love this way of getting things done.
How is Chaz taking this? They better not take that out of his check.
The clues are the most important thing right now. I'm sorry.
And behind there, behind the painting, is a record. There is no label or sticker or cover on it. It is just a plain record.
Like a vinyl?
Yep.
Is there anything in the room to play the record on?
Ooh. There is not.
Okay, well, Jelly is going to start, after seeing vibrato punch through this wall, start dancing around and, like, punching other walls. Like, not too hard, but just like a little bit like punching a punching bag kind of thing.
yeah. You're having a great time. And when vibrato does take the vinyl, correct?
Yeah, yep.
And the clock then ticks immediately to the 30-minute mark as soon as you do.
Wait, I have a question. Clues. So the clock was at the clock was at 6 p.m.?
Yep.
So when you said 15 and 30, it's like 6:15, 6:30, not like it's counting down. Yes. It's like, okay, understood.
Correct. It's moving closer to 7 o'clock.
Well, Jelly will just work her way over to the food table again and in the name of looking for clues, start dumping food everywhere.
Oh, delicious. Would you like to use a skill or roll mind, possibly, to search through all of this food?
Yes, I would like to use my terrible mind of one. The skills I took were like aggressor. So I think there's a little bit of that, but I don't think it comes in handy at this point either.
Okay.
Oh, that's a one.
Okay, delicious. Oh. Yeah, there's so much food everywhere now, gang. There's food all over this floor. There's no one in here to observe this. Joffrey is still outside, so no one's getting angry at you, but it is looking quite messy in here. And there's a hole in the wall.
If Jelly doesn't find any clues in the food, she does just start making art on the floor of like these little like chip people, and there's just sauce everywhere and having a grand old time.
Okay, delicious.
Vibrato's too scared to look at the food people.
Good. They're very gory. They're very gory food people. But they're not very specific either. It's like a 5-year-old's drawing with a little more violence and maybe more vague.
Yeah.
So the camera pans over to Kelvin, who just has his thumb and his index finger on his nose, just sighing after seeing this, like, thought that flipping over the table looking through the food was a good idea, but then started seeing the food artwork and just kind of sighed in defeat.
Oh, there's nothing here, I think.
He's just gonna look over at Jelly and then just look away, trying to find, he was about to head over for the picture, and then vibrato walked over and started getting real punchy with it. So he's seen the clock move with the two items that are found. So he is trying to figure out where else they can find another clue, as it would be.
Is Kelvin the most normal person here?
I think I think we might be dealing with that kind of a situation. Yeah. I would say you can make another roll. Absolutely.
I have a move called Sharpen Senses. I don't know if that can be used.
That sounds like it would be extremely applicable here. Yeah.
My only thing is I don't know like what's supposed to be added to that because I just grabbed it from the list, the pre-generated list of things. So
what rank is it?
It just says example skills and it's from the spirit skills, sharpened senses.
Okay, so you have how many skill points is it? Eight. So you have eight points that you can spend.
I can put into skills.
And you can put into them, so you get to divvy up how many you want to be in each one, and then you choose which one you want to do.
Gotcha. Yeah. Give me 2 seconds then, and I'll do that real
Absolutely.
Quick. Is there a way we can assist? I think so, right?
Yes, you can do things together, meaning both of you will roll your respective skills in an area, and whoever gets the highest succeeds. You can also use this to compete with each other. It's functionally the same, but it paints a different picture depending on which one you use. So if you wanted to work together on this and do it together, you could both roll and then whoever gets the highest will.
Gotcha.
That will go with that number.
All right. So it'll be sharpened senses 3.
Okay. Excellent. So then you get to roll 3d6s and anything a 4 or higher will be a success.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Let's see. Ooh, so 1 success.
Okay, not bad. It takes you a few minutes kind of peering around this room to figure out what you're looking at. But in the fish tank, there's something in there that's not your usual fish decor.
And okay, again, what exactly did I see in the fish tank beforehand?
Fish?
Just
and
generic
other
fish.
Things. Yeah.
Cool. Not
fish
taking a chance with generic fish.
Other things that go in water.
Yes.
As he sees the generic fish swimming in the in the aquarium, in the fish tank, instead of dipping his hand in and having it possibly bitten or poisoned by generic fish, he's going to just kind of like, he's going to walk up to it, look over at everybody, definitely make eyes with vibrato, mm-hmm. and just like elbow the fish tank to shatter the glass.
Yes.
Okay. So not only now is there food and a food graveyard all over the floor of this waiting area, now it is flooded with like this huge tank of water. The fish flop out, and sadly, I must tell you, listeners, they all die. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but fish cannot survive on land.
Dylan, how could you do this to us?
That's one of the only fish facts that I do know.
Top 10 anime betrayals.
But what you are left with among the broken glass and the shattered lives of all our
generic
fishy
fish
friends is encased in plastic, a kind of retro-looking Walkman.
Nice.
Like a cassette tape player.
Oh. So I'll pick that up and then just show it to everybody. Yeah, I found this one.
I hold up the record like, huh?
Wow, I want to find something. And at this point, I think Jelly takes one of the fish that has like kind of floated over to mess up her chip sauce painting on the floor, pops it in her mouth, gets up and starts just like tearing apart the room, just like pulling cushions off of the couch.
Yeah.
Like pulling the hole that vibrato punched in the wall even bigger, just like anything that can be taken off I did go disruptor as my archetype. That can be disrupted in any way. Is just, we're going to mess with it.
I would love for you to roll here too. If you have a skill you want to use, please do. Otherwise, that sounds like pretty good for body to me. Just kind of tear this place up.
I think. So you did say 8 for skills, right? I did not do that. I did add one in recently that is messy, since that is something I'm discovering about this character. And we're going to go ahead and roll for my messy rank.
Delicious. I love that.
Yes. Which is, well, it's just two, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
5 and a 4.
Oh, ooh, delicious. That's 2 successes. So one, as soon as the cassette tape is in your hands, the clock does immediately click over to the 45-minute mark. So we are at 6:45 now as you start tearing through this place and ripping everything apart. The place is absolutely becoming confetti. There's cotton just everywhere, and it's getting in the water and it's sticking to the carpet. I will say that Chez is having the time of his life, though. He comes out of the bathroom, he's eating fish, he's having a grand time.
Jelly like cheers as a fish in the air towards Chez and eats another one.
Oh, delicious, amazing,
just like cackling as we go.
And in a candy bar wrapper that you find that just feels a little bit weird as you're just like tearing things up, you're just like tearing open pieces of candy and throwing things aside, is a dead iPod Nano.
Oh, it's dead. I love it.
And the clock immediately clicks over to 7 p.m. and makes a big echoing tock sound as it does so. The door under the clock on the other side of the room opens and swings to reveal a dark corridor.
I would just like to say the funniest thing would have been, we do all this, find these clues, and then like we thought that the time wasn't moving, but we had like severe ADD. And so it hits 7 and the butler comes back in. Are you ready to do the egg hunt that we're going to, what the, oh my God.
Yeah, we will have to bring in some people to clean up the studio after this. It's going to be pricey, but at one shot, spared no expense.
This episode of One Shot uses music from the following artists: Cotton Candy Clouds by Luna Ray, and Fever Dream by Neon Beach was the music that underscored Lil Body Boy. All sound effects are courtesy of freesound.org. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online anywhere at The Other Tracy.
Oh boy, who knew that the One Shot Studio was such a complicated den of sin and mystery? I think I might be doing some renovations now that I'm settling in, but we'll see. And I can promise you, gang, this particular series gets weirder and wilder as we go, so please tune in for the next parts of this series. Before I say farewell, though, I do want to talk real quick about something I think deserves some more attention from us all. You might already be aware that the people in the Democratic Republic of Congo are suffering quite a lot due to horrendous exploitation of labor, resulting in mass disablings, deaths, and displacements. Unfortunately, what they are being exploited over is largely cobalt mining, which is used in so many of the essential electronics that we use daily, including our phones, which I get can feel pretty helpless, but there are things that we can do. So the first and foremost is we can put pressure on our representatives to sanction and regulate these companies that make these electronics. They must be forced, because they're just not going to do it otherwise, to ensure that these materials are gathered ethically, and that they have not already been doing so is an enormous failure. The other thing that we can do is more personal and to reduce our impact on this. Please be wary of disposable electronics or fast fashion electronics when you see something being sold that has as many working pieces as a cell phone or a smartphone would have, and it costs pennies. Please second guess that and use your devices for their entire lifespan. And a little extra one, if you've been looking for an excuse to quit vaping, those disposable vaporizers do use cobalt. So if you need an extra push, maybe this could be it for you.
Plus, it'll just make you healthier, and that's always nice. At the end of the day, these corporations want us all to be complicit in their horrors, and we can say no, and we should. All right. Heroes, thank you so much for listening. Please check out the show notes for all of the things that I've been talking about, and I will catch you next week.
As always, thank you to the wonderfully generous people who support One Shot on Patreon. But if you want to support the show in a non-monetary way, it is as simple as just talking about the show. Tell your friends about the show, rate or leave a review, or tag us on socials and tell us your thoughts. For updates and One Shot news, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok at SuperDillin, that's SuperDillin, or check for updates on our website at oneshotpodcast.com. For information about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or a general comment, please message me at Dillin@oneshotpodcast.com. Again, that's Dillin. Finally, the music creeping up behind me is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cap Records. I can't wait to have you back for our next adventure, heroes.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.